Kikoriba Swami Putra Sabha Bandhu Jan. Kikoriba Swami Putra. Tumara Smarani Guche Sakala Bandhan. Nalihe Swami Mora Se Bala Hoila. Tumara Charana Padma Darshana Paila. Tumi Swami, Tumi Putra, Tumi Bandhu Jan, Tumi I. Tumi Ishta, Tumi Mitra, Tumi Narayan. Ki Kori Badhara Dva Sabha Maya Bandha. Toma bhai satya nahi sabha maya dhanda. Kripa kore anamore magile narayane. Teni se dekino mora tomara charane. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So we should pray to Giriraj. Yesterday, Sachinanda Maharaj was describing very nicely how Giriraj fulfills the desires very quickly, faster than any other personality. And so Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he offers these prayers to Giriraj. He says, Gobardhaname Dishatam Abhishtam. My dear Giriraj, Dishatam, you please fulfill my Abhishta, my desires. And what is the best desire? In the first stanza of his prayers, he describes, Vinabhavet kim haridasavaryo padashrayam bhaktir atashrayami. Unless you take shelter of Giriraj, how to take shelter of Giriraj? You can take shelter in two different ways. As Haridev or as Haridas. He says, Vinabhavet kim haridasavaryo. Unless you take shelter of him as a devotee, Vinabhavet kim haridasavayo padashrayam bhaktir atashrayami yameva swaprema nijesayo shri. You can't get the swaprema, meaning direct the direct prema that Giriraj has. If you worship Haridev, that's very good. Haridev will give you Krishna prema, he'll grant you entrance into Vrindavan. But Giriraj gives something more. Unata ujvala rasa shriyam. We won't go into describing that right now. But only if we worship Giriraj as a devotee. So Vishwanath offers these prayers. Vina bhavet kim haridasavayo padashrayam bhaktiratashrayami yameva suprema nijesayo shri govardhano me dishatam abhishtam. So we'd like to continue with our discussion about the wives of the Yajna Brahmins. The Srimad Bhagavatam, 23rd chapter, the 10th canto, describes this leela. And in the third verse of this chapter, Krishna says something very significant to the boys. Prayata deva yajjanam brahmana brahmavadinaha shatram angirasam nama hyasate swarga kamyaya. Previously, Krishna told the boys, you're very hungry. Actually, they're hungry for Krishna. So you see down here, down the Jamuna, many turns down the Jamuna. If you follow the Jamuna down some ways, you'll see great clouds of smoke. And at that place, some Yajna Brahmins are doing a sacrifice. Prayata deva yajjanam. You go there. Brahmanam brahmavadina. There you'll find these Brahmins who are brahmavadina. They're following all the religious rules and regulations very nice. Shatram, they're doing a sacrifice which angirasam nama is called the angirasa yajna. Please mark this. If we have time, we'll come back to this point later on. It has some significance that the particular type of sacrifice they were doing is called angirasa. Yasate swarga kamyaya. Their purpose was that they want to go to heaven. They want to go to the heavenly planets. A similar thing is told by Krishna to the boys in the Brahmavaivarta Purana, where the same pastime is explained. But Krishna says it in a little different way. Vipra angirasa sarve. He says that all those Brahmins, the Vipra Angirasa, they're followers of Angira Muni. And they're Shruti Smriti Visharada. They're very learned in Smriti, in Shruti. What is the meaning of Angirasa? According to the Sanskrit dictionary, Angira, he's one of the 16 Prajapatis who was created by Lord Brahma for the purpose of progeny, to create some religious dynasty. And Angirasa, one of the meanings of Angirasa is a gotra or a dynasty in that line of Angira Muni. This Angirasa is also mentioned by Jiva Goswami in his Bhakti Sandarbha. He quotes the Nishinga Tapani Upanishad. A very long verse, we won't quote that. But the verse describes that 100 brahmacharis are equal to one grihastha. 100 grihasthas are equal to one sannyasi, to one vanaprastha. 100 vanaprasthas are equal to one sannyasi. 100 sannyasis are equal to one chanter of Shiva mantras. And 100 chanters of Shiva mantras is equal to one teacher of the Atharva Angirasa Sukha. And 100 teachers of this Angirasa is equal to one chanter of Nisringa Mantra. In other words, someone who's directly taking shelter of Krishna. So Krishna tells the boys in the fourth verse, Tatra Gatvodhanam Gopa Yatchatasma Visarjitaha Kirtayantu Bhagavata Aryasya Mama Chabinam. Kirtayantu Bhagavata. You go to these Brahmins, and what do you do there? You may gatvodanam, Gopa, boys, you'll find some food there. But Kirtayantu Bhagavata. You go there and do kirtan. And what kind of kirtan? Mama Chabinam. Chabinam. You do kirtan of my name. You go there and you simply request some food and you tell them in the name of Aryasya Mama Chabidam, the name of my elder brother Balaram. and also my name. And you explain that you've been sent by us. This has so much very important purport to us. Please, my dear devotees, remember that this pastime represents an obstacle in devotion for all of us. And the obstacle is that obstacle of placing too much stress on the rules and regulations and thinking that they're all important. And this is an obstacle which may come both from the outside, in the form sometimes of our own institution, and it may come inside. It may come in our own hearts and our own bhajan. In his Laghu Vaishnav Toshini, Srila Jiva Goswami says that Krishna saw that maybe the boys were feeling a little nervous. They're just cowherd boys. Cowherd boys in Vedic culture are not considered to be very high class persons. He said, if you feel a little nervous, then don't introduce yourself using the names of your parents, which is traditional in Vedic culture, but you use our names and say that we sent you, and especially you should use Baladev's name. In his Sa'artha Darshani Tika, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that. He says that Krishna tells the boys that you should go and call out our names for two reasons. Number one, because although these Brahmins are supposedly very intelligent and very learned in Vedic literatures, in actuality, they're asleep. They're deep asleep, in a deep slumber of forgetfulness. So if you go and you call out our names, then that might wake them up. And you should say Balaram's name first, because these Brahmins are materialistic. And they'll think that Balaram, being a Kshatriya, is more worthy of charity than myself, because I'm just a mere Vaishya. Srila Prabhupada says a similar thing in his description of this pastime in Krishna book. But he adds, he says that Krishna warned his friends, these Brahmins are not Vaishnavas. And we mentioned this point yesterday. Krishna himself in Brahma Vaivarta Purana, he says, Nispriha Vaishnava Sarve. All of these Brahmins are Vaishnavas, and not just Vaishnavas, but Nispriha Vaishnava. They're Vaishnavas with no material desires. And Prabhupada says in Krishna book, Krishna tells his friends, these Brahmins are not Vaishnavas. They're Vaishnavas in name. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and also in Jiva Goswami's Bhakti Sandarbha, they speak about what is Suda Bhakti and what is Bhakti Abhas. And Jiva Goswami says that this Bhakti Abhas is Kapata Bhakti. It's cheating. It's not real. So they're Vaishnavas in one sense, in two senses. One, because they're worshiping the Lord. They're chanting mantras to worship Lord Vishnu, Yajnavai Vishnu. And number two, not only are they devotees worshiping the Lord, they don't want anything material. They're pure devotees. But what does a pure devotee mean? In this case, they're not pure devotees in the sense that they're not premi bhaktas, but they're pure because they don't desire anything material. But they desire something. And that thing that they desire is said by Krishna in the Brahma Vivarta Purana, Mam Yajanti Mamukshavaha. They're worshipping me because they want liberation. So they're not pure devotees in that sense. So Srila Prabhupada goes on. He says, Krishna tells the boys, they are very busy in chanting the Vedic hymns, although the purpose of Vedic knowledge is to find me. But because they're not attracted by the names of Krishna and Balaram, better you don't ask them for anything in my name. Better to ask them for some charity in the name of Balaram. And Prabhupada, citing Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, says the same thing, that Krishna tells the boys, you ask them in the name of Balaram because maybe they'll give to Balaram because he's a Kshatriya, but I'm just a simple Vaishya. Srila Kavi Karnapur in his Ananda Vrindavan Champu gives a very long and very, very beautiful description of the Yajnasala, that place where the Brahmins were doing their Deva Yajna. And he says that the boys, when they arrived there, all their senses became absorbed in that Yajnasala. They saw that it was like a heavy fog in Vrindavan in the wintertime in the morning. Practically, you couldn't see anything because of the clouds of very fragrant smoke. And that smoke had the fragrance of burning ghee, and it gratified their noses. And meanwhile, coming into that Yajnasala, there was so much warm air coming from the fires of that Agnihotra, and that warm air soothed their sense of touch. And meanwhile, they heard the Brahmins. They were also chanting mantras. Om Sahasra Sirsa Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Sabhumin Visvato Vitya Achyatista Dasangulam Swaha. Very nice sound. And that sound was very gratifying to the ears of the boys. They were chanting different mantras. Some Shasha say from the Samaveda, some from the Yajurveda, some from say from the Atharvaveda. The boys were thinking, very soon we're going to get some very tasty food to offer to Krishna. Kavi Karnapur says this. And then their tongues begin to salivate. Now, you may protest. If you go to Jagannath Puri, highly recommended, during the day known as Snan Purnima, which is the bathing day of Lord Jagannath, you can get to see Lord Jagannath. He's up on top of the wall, and you may get to see how the pandas are worshiping him. It's very interesting. They have some cloth wrapped around their noses and over their head like this, and they're offering boga. Because in the Jagannath Mandir, which follows Pancharatrika Vidhi, or the rules and regulations of Shastra, very, very strictly, they consider that if you smell the boga, then it's not proper. It's considered to be offensive because you're enjoying it before Lord Jagannath. So understanding that point, which even the common pandas and Puri observe, how is it that we understand that these boys who are Krishna's sukkas, his Nitya Parisads, his eternal associates of Braj, when they go to this Yajnasala, their mouth is watering, thinking about the nice foodstuffs that they may get. It's described by Srila Rupa Goswami that the mood that we should render service in. He says, Vishrambena Guru Seva. Our mood should be the mood of pranaya, or the mood of Vishramba. Vishramba means, according to Jiva Goswami, in his Lochana Rochani Tika on Ujjalinilamani, he says, Vishrambam priyajanena saha swashyabeda mananam. Vishramba means when there's no difference between the lover and the beloved. So these boys are not ordinary boys. They're on this platform of Vishrambena. And when they're salivating, it's not for their selfish pleasure, but they're salivating thinking, oh, Krishna, he'll get some pleasure with this. Their very senses are completely given to Krishna. Jiva Goswami describes the beautiful scene of that Yajnasala. There were many seats around the fire pits, and there was kusha grass spread all over. Kusha grass came into the universe on the same day that barley came into the universe, which is the beginning of Treta Yuga. And it's described that when Lord Varaha, he picked up the earth, some of the hairs from his body fell down on the earth, and that became kusha grass. So this kusha grass is very sacred and very good for performance of yajna. they boys saw there was full pots all over the place, full of ghee and water. And there were big piles of auspicious wood, like mango wood and other types of wood. Not that when we do a fire jugya, we take an old chair or something, we break the chair into pieces and we burn that. Sometimes that goes on in the West. But in India, in a first-class jugya, they use mango wood or some sal wood, some auspicious kind of wood. The boys saw that in the middle of that yajna, there were deep pots full of very nice foodstuffs. And they saw just near there was a very large mortar and pestle that the Brahmins were using for grinding spices and different ingredients for the yajna. And those Brahmins were very expertly chanting Vedic hymns in very sweet tones. The yajnas, they were going on exactly the different auspicious times of the day. And Jiva Goswami says that around that yajnasal, there were different white cottages where the Brahmins were living. So the boys came there, and the fifth verse of this 23rd chapter describes, Itja dishta bhagavata gatva yachanta te tata kritanjali puta vipran dandavat patita bhuvi. Very interesting verse. They came there, Adishta. They had the agya, just like the Pandas in Puri, during the Navakalevaram ceremony, when they go to find the new Daru, the new tree, which is going to be the next deity of Lord Jagannath. The first thing they do is they come before the deity of Jagannath, the older deity in the temple, and they receive a special garland. And that garland is called the Agya Mala, or the Order Mala. And then carrying that large garland on their heads, they set out, and it's a long description, long story, how they find that Daru. So similarly, the boys, Itya Dishta Bhagavata, the word Adishta is used, they have the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is an important point. These are not ordinary persons. Gatva Yachanchite Tata, they went there, and Ayachanta, they begged from these Brahmins. And how did they beg? Kritanjali Putra Vipran, with folded hands in a very humble way. And it says, Dandavat Patita Bhuvi. Dandavat, they fell down on the ground, a brudge. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says a very interesting thing in his Saartha Darshani. Dandavat Patita Iti Sviya Brajeshavatavi Prebhyo Pi Sukashatana Tite Jasvino Matva Ityartaha. He says that although the boys, they fell down on the ground, and they're just vaishyas, they're just cowherd boys. Still, those boys who fell down on the ground, it's not very high class to lay on the ground. Although those boys were laying on the ground, Vishwanath says they were more effulgent than the Brahmins who were standing on the ground. And the boys, they told the devas, Hey Bhumi Deva Srinuta. The words are very, very deep. Hey Bhumi Deva, you're the gods of the earth. In Oriya, one of the words in the Oriya language, one of the words for Brahman is Bhusuri. Very similar word to this here in Sanskrit, is saying Bhumi Deva. And in Oriya language, they say Bhusuri. It means the same thing. Suri or Deva, God, the gods of earth. There's another interesting word also in the Oriya language, Gusuri. Gusuri means a pig. He's also a Suri, a god, but he's the god of Gu. Gu in the Oriya language means stool. So he's the god of stool. So these Bhudevas Srinuta, please listen to us, they said. Krishna Desha Karina, we've come here to execute Krishna's order. Krishna Dasha Karinaha. We're Krishna's representatives. Praptan Janita Bhadrova Gopana Ramachoditan. And we've been sent by Lord Balaram. So Janita Bhadramvo, you please recognize us And we wish all good to you. You please acknowledge our arrival. So the Brahmins, they're addressed as Bhudeva, the gods of the earth. But they're considered to be inferior in their effulgence than the gopas who are lying down on the earth. Very interesting how Vishwanath explains it. They were lying down on the earth of Braj. When I hear this, to me, it evokes the understanding that these boys, they were part of Braj. And they really had the mood of Braj. Whereas the Brahmins weren't actually in Braj. Rather, they were on Braj. Just as Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda describes in his Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, he says that there is an energy of the Lord known as Prodamaya, which covers the Dham. And it keeps materialistic people, Bahirmukh Janas, external persons, from actually coming in contact with the Dham. So they're on Vrindavan, but they're not in Vrindavan. But this is a very important lesson from the section of the Bhagavatam. Kavi Karnapur, he describes in Nanda Vrindavan Champu that the boys, they address those Brahmins with very sweet words. This is a symptom of a high-class person. We should be anukor, or following the instructions of Guru, not being trying to imitate him. Sometimes devotees, they want to imitate Srila Prabhupada or imitate a very powerful Vaishnav who chastises others. What are you doing? Nonsense, badmas, rascal. But in Vedic culture, high-class persons speak in a very sweet way. Oh, my dear friend, you look so wonderful today. I'm so happy that you're here. We couldn't imagine this Govardhan retreat without you. This is a symptom of a high-class person. And the boys, they spoke in this way. They said, our dear Brahmins, you're Karuna Sagar. You're oceans of compassion. And because of that, you benefit all living entities. You're always doing great pious acts, like digging wells, establishing parks and gardens, planting very nice trees and making attractive walkways. And this way you satisfy all living entities. And especially, you know, as first-class grihasthas, you give foodstuffs to persons who are hungry. And because of all these good qualities, you become very effulgent and famous. And so we left this morning from our home and we haven't had anything yet to eat. We haven't taken any rest yet. We're very tired and hungry. We've been roaming around throughout the forests of Braj. And moreover, Balaram and Damodar, they're feeling very hungry and distressed. And although they've been tolerating it, now they're anxious to eat something. So they've sent us to you to beg some food from you because you are the maintainers of Grihastha Dharma. So please make some arrangements with affection and give us plenty of foodstuffs. And the boys, they spoke a little sarcastically to the Brahmins. The Shukadev Goswami describes in the 7th verse of the 23rd chapter, and you should have this in your handout, Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda has written a very wonderful book called the Bhagavat Arka Maricha Mala. And in that book, he's summarized the entire Srimad Bhagavatam by taking important verses from nearly every chapter of the Bhagavatam. So in this section about the 23rd chapter, he includes five different verses. Excuse me, more than that. Let's see. He includes 10 different verses from this 23rd chapter, and we've given you these in the handout. So we can recite the 7th verse together. Gascharanda vavadura odanam ramachuta vyolasato bubukshito tayodvija odanam artinor yadi shuddha chavo yachita dharma vitama. All of these verses have very, very deep purport. And here the boys, they're speaking in the way they speak in Braj. It's called Parokshavad. It has more than one meaning. And they're glorifying the boys. They're glorifying the Brahmins. They're saying that, our dear Brahmins, you're a Dharma Vitama. You're the best knowers of religion. They said that if you have faith in Lord Balaram and Lord Achyuta, they're not very far from here, and they're very hungry. So, shuddhachavo yachicha dharma vittama, if you have jadi shuddha, if you have any faith in them, then please give us some food stuff. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes that the boys are telling them, could you please give us some rice? Krishna and Balaram are very hungry. And you're a very learned person, so you know the Vedic injunction, anasya kshuditam patram, patram. That persons who are kshudita, who are very hungry for food, you should give them something to eat. But when the boys, they saw that those Brahmins were sitting there silently in an unfavorable way, then they continued saying, jadi shraddha, if you have faith in Krishna and Balaram, then give us. And if you don't, then say no, and we'll go away. But seeing that you're being silent, the Brahmins weren't saying anything. When we're coming before you as the representatives of Krishna and Balaram on their order, saying their name, the sound of their names, which melts the entire universe with love, we can understand that your so-called position of being dvija, or twice born, dvija is a Sanskrit word meaning Brahman. Dvija also means a compound word meaning dvijanma, or twice born. The first birth is from the parents. And the second birth is when one receives upanayanam, or brahminical initiation. And the boys said that if you don't have faith in the names of Krishna and Balaram, if you don't have faith, as was described in the previous verse, Kityanto Bhagavata, in the kirtan of the Lord, then what is the value of your position as dvija, or second born? We understand then that your so-called name of dvija actually only means you have two parents. Sometimes the boys, they tease Madhu Mangal also, like this. And they say sometimes that what is the value of being a dvija or Brahman? The birds are also dvija, because birds are also born twice. The first time, the egg comes out of the mother, and then the mother sits on the egg, and they come out of that. So the birds are also dvija. They speak like that sometimes. And when the boys again didn't respond, when the Brahmins didn't respond, then the boys became a little sarcastic. They said that you're Dharma Vitama. You know the principles of Dharma. What can we tell you about Dharma and Adharma? But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, depending on the Sunday, how you break the word up, the word Dharma Vitama can also mean Dharma Vitama. Or someone who's ignorant of religious principles. So this pastime represents an anartha, an obstacle in devotion. Thakur Bhaktivinoda, when he speaks about the Yajna Brahmins, he says that these Brahmins were proud because they were very expert in doing all types of mudras and chanting mantras, and they knew all the different ceremonies and things. And they forgot the essential purpose behind those things. And therefore, all their knowledge only became a source of pride for them. So this is an important lesson in this pastime. I'd like to read a little something for you from our new book, When Good Fortune Arises. We just came out with this a few months ago. This is about the life and teachings of Sri Srimad Gaurgovinda Maharaj. And he spoke in one lecture about pride. He speaks in a very nice way. Please listen. One may ask, I've been hearing and chanting for many years. I've been carrying out the order of sadhus, gurus, Vaishnavas for many years. Why am I still not making any advancement on the path of devotional service?" And he says, "That is a question of an insane mad fellow." In answer to this, Jiva Goswami has said in his Bhakti Sandarbha that you're not making advancement because in your heart there's duplicity and crookedness. It is in a subtle corner, not in a gross form. And although you've been performing shravan and kirtan, hearing and chanting, and you may be offering some service, still you cannot make any advancement. Jiva Goswami also states that although for hundreds of lives you may offer worship to Lord Vishnu, if you disrespect a Vaishnav, a dear devotee of Lord Vishnu, then Lord Hari will never be pleased with you. So these Yajna Brahmins, they were chanting and hearing for so long, but they weren't making proper advancement. And here Gorga Vindamaraj gives some clue. Because of disrespecting a Vaishnav. And we'll come back to that. Maharaj goes on, "You are duplicitous. You've not got complete faith, strong faith. Maybe you have a little faith, soft, pliable faith, but not unflinching faith. You have some desires other than bhakti. Thus, your attention is diverted to material objects, women, money, etc. You are not careful about your bhajan. You show laziness in your sadhana. And you're a very great, puffed up fellow." Yes, I'm a senior devotee. Don't you know? Such a big false ego you have. I've done this and that and other things. You have so much dumbha, pride. This is a great disease with you. Although you are hearing from a sadhu, a Vaishnav, the disease is not cured, then you should understand that you have committed many, many offenses. So this is a situation of the Yajna Brahmins. They're very, very qualified persons. Nispriha Vaishnava Sarve. Brahmavivarta Purana says they have no material desires. They're pure Vaishnavas. But they made a great mistake. And it's a very important, deep point for devotees to understand. What was their mistake? They were doing this yajna. Shri Krishna iha vaha iha vaha, Shri Krishna iha tista iha tista. They're chanting mantra to call the deity, to call the Agnihotra, to call the fire. They're calling Krishna. And then Krishna came. How did Krishna come? He came in the form of his representatives. And his representatives brought with them Krishna and Balaram's names to wake up those sleeping Brahmins. But they didn't respect those boys. They thought, "Oh, these are not elevated persons. These are just gwalas. These are just some cowherd boys of Braj. Why should we give them any respect?" Because of their pride, they couldn't recognize Krishna's representative. And therefore, they made an offense. Krishna had come to them in the form of the boys, in the form of the holy name. In the seventh canto, chapter 15, text 26, Narad Muni tells Yudhisthira, "Yasya sakshat bhagavati jnana deepa prade guru. Martya sadhi shutam tasya sarvam kunjara sochavat." The guru should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because he gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains a material conception that the guru is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bathing of an elephant. These Brahmins are so expert in chanting mantra. But Krishna has come to them in the form of guru, in the form of these boys, and they don't recognize them. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur describes in his Saartha Darshani, "Kimva satyam Buyashyam apibhakto guru manushyam buridve sarvam eva vyartam bhavityatta yashyeti sakshad bhagavatitti bhagavat angsa buddhir api guru nakaryeti bhavaha yadvai upashye bhagavat yeva sakshad vidyamane marcha sadhi marcha itti Durbuddhistasya shutam bhagavan mantradikam shravana mananadikam cha vyartam ityarta. Very, very heavy thing, Vishnu says. Please, my dear devotees, listen to this carefully, because this can help us to understand this anartha, which is represented by this lila of the Yajna Brahmins. Vishnu says, even if someone engages in intense practices of devotion to the Lord, it's all useless if he thinks the guru is an ordinary man. They're chanting mantras, they're calling the Lord, and then God comes in the form of Sri Guru, Sadguru, in the form of his parishads, his associates, the cowherd boys, who are coming with the names of Krishna and Balaram. But the Brahmins saw them as ordinary boys. And therefore, as Vishwanath says here, all their activities were useless. Vishwanath goes on. The words Sakshad Bhagavati in this verse clearly indicate that one must think of the Guru as the Supreme Lord himself and not even as a mere expansion of the Lord. We don't see him as Shaktyavesh, or an expansion of the Lord. We see him as directly Krishna. How is that? Because we see he's Krishna's representative. Krishna's come in this form. We'll come back to this purport in a moment. I'll read you a couple of verses, one from Brahma Vaivarta Purana, fourth canto, chapter 25, text 109. Anyesham cha bhajad gyanam shutva shastram satam mukat samurtimanti shastrani bhave santascharantihi. This is how devotees are non-different from Krishna. When they hear shastra from the mouths of Sachinandan Maharaj and Burijan Prabhu, then, when you hear that shastra, something happens. It goes in your ear. And if you're listening properly, sunilena sunakana, not that it goes in one ear and out the other ear. If you're listening properly, then it goes to the heart. And Krishna appears inside of you. And it's described that, so murti manti shastrani, they become the form of shastra. A similar point is made by Srila Sanatan Goswami in Krishna Lila Stava, text 45. Bhaktaika labhya sarvasva sarva sarvartha kridvapu rupanama srita vista janma matra dharati hrit. He prays, my dear Krishna, you're the be-all and end-all for the devotees, the only desired object of the devotees. He said, by the appearance of your transcendental form, all the desires of everyone become fulfilled. And he says that, my dear Lord, Abhishta, you personally enter into the devotees who have taken shelter of your holy name or your form. Krishna personally enters into them. Simply by taking birth there, you remove the distress of the earth. And therefore, as we were describing in the first evening, these such personalities are known as Krishna Kripa Srimurti. They're the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. Krishna has come in the form of mercy, but the Yajna Brahmins didn't appreciate because they saw the boys as mere human beings. Alternatively, Vishnu says, even if the Lord, the supreme object of worship, is personally present as Guru, if one has a demented intelligence to think of him as an ordinary mortal, then whatever he's learned from the guru, whatever mantras he's received at the time of initiation, whatever instructions on shastra, whatever devotional practices he's gotten from his guru, cease to have any effect. This is the intention of this verse, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says. This is the essential point of this pastime. This is an anartha which may appear externally, and an anartha which may appear internally in our hearts. Externally in the form of our society, guaranteed it will appear there sometimes. Because it's an obstacle which will come. Some persons who have low-class faith, it's described in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Archayam eva haraye pujam yashrayayate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smitaha. This is a prakrita bhakta, the same language Thakur Bhaktivinoda uses when he describes the purport of this pastime of the Yajna Brahmans. He says they're prakrita bhaktas, materialistic devotees, because they're worshiping the Lord, but they don't appreciate the devotees. They don't appreciate the cowherd boys who are directly sent by Krishna himself. So we'll stop here. We're a little over time. We won't take any questions this morning. I'll try to leave a little more time tomorrow for questions. And tomorrow we'll hear something about Krishna's response to that, to the cowherd boys' words, what happened with the Brahmins. And we'll hear something more, actually. We'd like to read something from a wonderful book called Govinda Mangal, which described the attitude of the Brahmins toward Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Bolagiri Raj Maharaja ke Srila Prabhupada ke Gopremanande Hari Hari Bo Vanchakalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.